Monday morning, Stampeders general manager John Hufnagel spoke to the assembled media just about 24 hours ahead of free agency opening up in the CFL. As to be expected, the big topic of Monday's presser was the status of quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell. After winning another Most Outstanding Player and Grey Cup this past season, Bo Levi Mitchell is set to become a free agent. It has been well reported that he had multiple workouts with NFL teams down south around Christmas, but unlike teammates James Vaughters, Markin Michelle, Alex Singleton, and Jameer Thurman, he has yet to sign any offer he has been presented. As a result, the Stampeders are hoping he'll be back with the red and white, said General Manager Hufnagel.
I'm very optimistic something will get done. Just don't know when, and so we're plugging away.
One of the reasons for optimism, if you're a Stamps fan, is the fact that Bo has not signed yet, and offers probably aren't coming in as strong as they were back in December when he was doing his workouts.
I'm not quite sure about the signing down south. I don't think the interest is as strong today as it was possibly when he was doing all the workouts. I have talked to his agent every other day. I know Dave has kept pretty constant communications with Bo. I just think right now we need to establish where we can go, what he wants, who's going to set the bar out there with the quarterbacks, and start falling.
Needless to say, this offseason has been hectic for a couple of factors. One, the sheer amount of free agents in the league is astounding. It was over 70% when the season ended. On top of that, the fact that most of the league's top quarterbacks are free agents is an extra wrench, and an expiring CBA makes it even more difficult.
It's been a very confusing, stressful type of couple of weeks, but you just have to deal with it. That's the way the game is right now, and that's why I'm leaning toward being optimistic that, Bo will be a Stampeder, and I'm conducting business as if he will be.
Now, it is believed that Bo Levi Mitchell and Mike Riley will be the two big fish as far as CFL quarterbacks go. The report out of BC is that tomorrow, Riley will sign with the Lions, and the offer is believed to be around $700,000, a number which was brought up in John Hufnagel's press conference on Monday.
It's quite significant, no question about it, and I have a good number. I'm hoping that number works.
This sets the market for Bo Levi Mitchell, as you have to imagine his number to sign would be similar, if not higher, than Riley's. It's not only a Calgary problem either, as in Ottawa, Trevor Harris is a free agent. Same for Ricky Ray in Toronto, Zach Kolaros in Saskatchewan, Jonathan Jennings and Travis Lule in BC. Lots of quarterback openings. General Manager Hufnagel can only worry about filling the void at his quarterback position, as they'll need a veteran to work alongside Nick Arbuckle and Montel Cozart.
I really haven't lost any sleep over other people's quarterback situations. I'm concerned about mine and ours here. We have two young guys that we like, that we think are very capable and are promising. If things went south with Bo, I think we still have the skill at the position to win football games.
And obviously, Bo Levi Mitchell is the intended target, but that quarterback position is going to be the center of attention around the league as free agency begins on Tuesday. The Stampeders will have other holes to fill as well. They've re-signed 17 players from last year, including defensive backs Jamar Wall and Brandon Smith, linebackers Winton McManus and Corey Greenwood, receiver Kamar Jordan, and offensive lineman Shane Bergman, Brad Erdos, and Ucombre Williams. The general manager said he wanted to try and bring back as many players from their Grey Cup winning team as they could.
Like I told the players before everyone disbanded after the season, I'm going to try very hard to sign a lot of you guys. I'm that type of general manager. I want to sign the guys that are in that locker room. I've had success 17 times so far. I failed. We'll find out by tomorrow.
Obviously, having so many players going into Tuesday as free agents isn't ideal, but like Hufnagel pointed out today, his club is not the only team in this position.
Everyone has the same concern. Everyone's in the same boat today. Everyone's probably answering the same questions, hopefully the same way. it's just what it is. We have to play this game, and I'm trying to do the best I can to make sure that we have, a good core coming back. And we signed a lot of players. I mean, we've signed 17 players from last year's roster that were free agents. just on Friday, and over the weekend we signed Junior Turner and S.A. Marauder. So, yeah, we have a lot of our positions, good depth at most of the positions. Obviously, Bo is a cornerstone.
For me, apart from quarterback, the biggest question mark is on the defensive line, as Micah Johnson and Jagarrett Davis are both pending free agents, and James Vaughters has left to pursue an NFL opportunity with the Chicago Bears, and it sounds like Johnson is getting set to test the market for Tuesday.
Micah's had his offer for a couple weeks now. He wants to go into free agency, so I'm not quite sure how that is going to go. Probably can't use the word optimistic when I'm talking about Micah.
Obviously, with Devon Claybrooks heading to BC, you have to believe that the Lions are a prime target for Johnson. Wouldn't be shocked to see more than one of the defensive players from last year's Stampeders team follow their former defensive coordinator over the Rockies. Free agency in the CFL begins at 10 in the morning on Tuesday. With an off-season afternoon Stamps report, I'm Matt Rose.